G'day everyone. One of the great things about taking up skydiving when I was not quite yet 18 years old was I learnt at a very young age two incredibly important things. One, how fragile life can be. And secondarily, self-responsibility. I've always thought that being responsible for the choices you make in life is incredibly important, but the safety aspect, the fragility of life, the fragility of existence, is something that skydiving particularly taught me. Not because I saw much tragedy, I didn't. I only ever saw one death. And there were another couple. There were a few broken bones. But most of the tragedies, the real tragedies, happened elsewhere, happened off the drop zone, which is the way it is for just about all of us, isn't it? And it's that fragility of existence that skydiving particularly drove home, because skydiving is actually inherently an incredibly safe sport because it is obviously exceptionally dangerous if it's not done properly. So everybody does it properly, and very rarely somebody gets hurt. And when somebody does get hurt, it's a bit like aircraft accidents. It's very, very obvious. But we all know driving to the airport is more dangerous than actually being in the aeroplane. But it's that lesson of fragility that I learned way back then, which is something I've never totally forgotten. And it's something I hold very dear, because now as I progress through life, I am starting to look towards the end, not with any sort of morbidity. It's the exact inverse. I'm pacing myself to the end. In actual fact, I think I've always done that. Ever since my 20s, when I realised that if I didn't put some effort into caring for my physical well-being, my dietary style, my exercise, my attitude, I wouldn't necessarily have a good middle age or later life. So I've always been one for pacing myself. Some people say it's not true. I'm sure it's not. But they say there is a specific number of heartbeats that we all have in our life. And the trick is to be healthy enough that we extend that number of heartbeats over the maximum length of time. I don't think it's true. But I do think we have a specific amount of life energy. And the longer the time that we can use that up in well is good. But here I am at 55, and I can see off in the distance, but still very close, the end. And I'm pacing myself towards it. I'm pacing myself specifically to be fit and healthy all the way to the end. And just recently I've been doing a few quite funny things, actually. I'm sort of going, I could be 10 or so years away from retirement. The things that I will now, over the next number of years, slowly put together in preparation for when I may not be necessarily working, accruing certain tools for my workshop. I went to a department store recently and I wanted to buy a new pair of work shorts. I've got these particular cotton work shorts I like to wear because they have particular pockets in certain areas that I find particularly comfortable, and I couldn't get them. So I went online to the manufacturer and I actually found out that yes, they've been discontinued in the stores and the retail, but they're still available from the manufacturer. So I bought four pairs. They were $50 each, so it was $200 and something dollars worth of work shorts. It's quite a bit of money. And when they arrived, I thought, great, I don't need them. So I put them away. And I sort of figured that the rate I'd go through them, which is fairly slow, each pair lasts years, there should be enough with what I've currently got and these new ones to see me out, to pace me to the end. And recently, and that's the reason I've had the day off work today, I've had a bit of dental care that I've needed to manage. Just a few issues, but it's required a bit of more significant maintenance than my normal dentist. And I've had to go and see a specialist. So over the last couple of months, I've jumped through a few hoops to get a bit of maintenance work done. And I said to Rod, who was looking after me, I said, so if we do this work and if I do the maintenance correctly, you reckon you can, well, I can get another 35 years out of these? And he looked at me with a wiry grin and went, yeah, I reckon so. Because that's what I want. I need to get another 35 or so years out of these choppers to pace me to the end. And that's literally the way it is these days. What do I need to do to keep everything just bubbling along nicely, so I'm fit and healthy and vibrant and actively engaged with my life, to pace myself to the end? Now, people, I say, yeah, I'm just kicking the can down the road to the grave. It's one of my pet sayings at the moment, primarily because the single most important thing in my life, which was raising my daughter, is completed. Sure, it'd be nice to be around to see her mature and the grandkids to come along and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, lots of adventures to be had still, sure, sure. But the most important thing is done. So now it's all playtime. Now it's all of the fun things I want to do with my life. So in a lot of ways, yeah, I'm kicking the can down the road. And that's fine. That's what we do post-midlife. But also realising that now that I'm post-midlife, it's not the same as it was when it was in the spring of my life. It's not about achieving major goals. It's nice to, when I'm with people, like I was last night, an older gentleman having dinner, and thinking, well, when none of us are here forever. And I read somewhere fairly recently that every time you're with somebody, if you take the opportunity as you kiss your children as they go to school to realise they may not come home, the expectation is they will, and it'll be highly unlikely they won't, which is good. Otherwise, we'd worry ourselves sick. But if you think, this might be the last time that I'll see my children, or my wife, or my parents, or my friends. Because sometimes, and we've all had the experience where there is no other time, they suddenly disappear from your life. You cherish people so much more in the everyday humdrum of our existence. And I like that. I like looking after myself so that when I do get a little bit infirmed in whatever way, when I recover, I can appreciate it. Because one day I won't get better. And it's nice to constantly get better now. And do the little things I need to do to pace myself for the end.